following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Cool.
Stoner. You can put your weed in there.
Stoner. Jesus.
Oh, check this out.
Oh, yeah. That's beautiful. A lot of people don't realize this, but you can put your weed in there.
This is the Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
It's Mike Craig here at Poontang, if I can use a medical term.
Man, oh, man.
You're gay. There's no facts in the church.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. Don't try to debate me on something. Motherfucker, I can't do many things well, but words are my shit. Ah, hell yeah. Stoner Jesus Show, chapter 1, verse 33. This is hour 2. If you missed Hour 1, go check it out on stonerjesus.net. And we also stream Hour 1 live on video for free every Sunday night on Twitter and Periscope at stonerjesus420. Of course, if you're watching the full two-hour video, you're doing so as a patron on patreon.com/stonerjesus420. Thank you for doing that. If you're not watching the full two-hour video we do every Sunday night, well, you got to become a patron. The only way you can do that, patreon.com/stonerjesus420. Make sure you go check out stonerjesus.net for past episodes. Of course, all our social media links and more. Stonerjesus.net. It is March 18th, 2018. A lot of shit happened in the first hour, like I said, if you missed it. I'm not going to recap it. Just go check it out. Of course, you get a full 2 hours of audio. The audio show on stonerjesus.net as well. For free. So go check that shit out. Coming up in the second hour, we got a penis museum story. Also a story about Charlie Manson's body. Just craziness. There's crazy shit going on all the time. It's a great thing about the internet. You can kind of, you know, get all in one place and kind of like, you know, go through some of it. Also, I don't know what the fuck that meant. I have no fucking idea what that meant. Disregard all of that. Last 10 or 15 seconds, I think I had a fucking stroke. Also, an interview coming up. Classic interview I did with Ralph Sutton. He's a radio personality. He also does the SDR Show, a very popular podcast. He also runs Gas Digital Podcast Network, gasdigitalnetwork.com. So coming up, be a classic interview I did with him a couple years ago. I'll replay that for all of you, all of my homies. This is hour 2. Before we go to break and get going with everything else, do the stories and the interview and all that. Earlier this week, well, a couple days ago, I did a poll thread on Twitter. Would you rather spring edition? So answer the poll questions below, and we'll discuss the results of the next SJ Show podcast, which I'm doing right now. So I'm keeping my word. If you're watching the video version of the show, you see it right there. Would you rather spring edition? Now, the what I try to do with would you rather, what a good would you rather question does is get an almost equal number of people on one side as the other. And the more you get, the closer you get to that, that ratio, I think the better that your would you rather question is. I think I did better in this series. We did 4 questions all together on the poll thread on Twitter. Follow me on Twitter at StonerJesus420. We did better with 3 of the questions. The first question was kind of a joke question, which I wanted to see how it would go, and it went hilariously, and you see it right there if you're watching the video version of the show. It's SJ Show poll, who would you rather go camping with for a week? These are all spring type activities that we were talking about here. If you're going to go camping with someone for a week, let me see if I can zoom in a little bit here on this. There we go. So you can see it better. See it better on the video. And damn it, I just took it off there. Hold on. Now we're having some problems. Here we go. We pull it back up. Holy crap. Who would you rather go camping with for a week, Hillary Clinton or Nickelback? And 72% of respondents said Nickelback. Now that is fucking hilarious. I thought it would go that way too. People hate Hillary Clinton even more than Nickelback. You know, if you're camping with a week for fucking Nickelback, they're going to be singing. They're going to be doing songs. You know, they brought their fucking acoustic guitars and their scrunchies to pull up their hair. And that's what you're going to get. But 72% said Nickelback. Next question. What would you rather eat at a grill out? Rancid hot dogs or spoiled potato salad? And here, as you can see, I hit the perfect ratio of 50-50. 50% rancid hot dogs, 50% spoiled potato salad. Is a perfect would you rather question. I achieved the perfection. These next couple ones I almost achieved. Oh, I actually did on this one too. Hell yeah. What would you rather blow bubbles with? Another spring activity. Blowing bubbles. What would you rather do it with? Dog piss or period blood? You stick the little thing in the bottle and then you put it up to your mouth and you blow it. Would you rather do it with dog piss or period blood? Another 50-50 ratio. Killing it. Fucking killing it with the would you rather questions. And last but not least, would you rather, it's about where would you would rather spend spring break? Caracas, Venezuela, which is the murder capital of the world, or Yakutsk, Russia, which is the coldest city in the world. And the murder capital of the world, Caracas, Venezuela, won with 59% of the vote. Only 41% would rather go to Yakutsk, Russia, thereby proving that spring breakers hate the cold more than they do the possibility of being murdered. So people are going to Caracas. But two, there you see it, two perfect would you rather questions. And going camping with Nickelback. It's the dope shit. And I guess I didn't answer any of these questions. I guess I should. I would definitely go camping, rather go camping with Nickelback. Because I really don't mind Nickelback. They want to pull out some acoustic guitars and we'll make some s'mores. Smoke some weed. What the fuck ever, man. We'll do that. Eat at a grill out, rancid hot dogs or spoiled potato salad. I'd probably have to go with the hot dogs. I think the spoiled potato salad would smell worse, which would make a difference with me. Blow bubbles with dog piss or period blood. I'm going with dog piss. Now, maybe the smell is worse than that. Well, but I got to think period blood, if it's thick, it's going to be hard to blow bubbles with. You're going to have problems. There's going to be blowback. I'm going to go with dog piss. And I would go to spring break in probably Caracas. Just be careful. Just be careful trying to get killed. trying to get slaughtered on spring break. Anyway, the Stoner Jesus Show, chapter 1, verse 33. This is hour 2. Coming up, we got those stories about the Penis Museum and what else? Penis Museum, the Manson Body, and the Human Face Dog. And then I'll play my classic interview with Ralph Sutton from GasDigitalNetwork.com. All of that is coming up here on the Stoner Jesus Show. Don't go nowhere. Hoes.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about a great sponsor of the show, Core Lore 420. Check out CoreLore420.com. CoreLore420.com, or simply click that Core Lore banner on stonerjesus.net. They have extraction filter bags that are 100% silk. Get no blowouts, higher yields, and a cleaner product. Plus, silk gives you a concentrate with the best flavor. It retains the terpenes and will preserve the richest of aromas. If you want the purest product possible, then silk is for you. Go check out Core Lore. Click that Core Lore banner on stonerjesus.net to check out their extraction filter bags. Make sure you use promo code STONERJESUS10. That's all one word, STONERJESUS and the number 10 for 10% off of any purchase at Core Lore. No minimum purchase necessary. Click that banner on stonerjesus.net. Get to pressing. Get to extracting. Check out Core Lore and their banner on stonerjesus.net. And make sure you use promo code STONERJESUS10 to get 10% off of any purchase.
Ignite the conversation on some trending topics along the Cannabis Radio social media network. Join our crew of thousands on our Cannabis Radio page on Facebook or at Canna Radio, C-A-N-N-A Radio on Twitter. Plus, look for our Facebook and Google Plus pages for all of our original programs and connect with Dr. Dina, Kyle Cushman, Dr. Mitch Earlywine, Nurse Heather, Doc Rob, the hosts of Gondrepreneur, and more. Connect with the growing Cannabis Radio social crusade at Canna Radio on Twitter or search for Cannabis Radio on Facebook, Google Plus, and Instagram and grow with us.
Have you heard of GreenGondDetox.com? A team of pharmacists has collaborated for over 2 years to create a new solution for your cannabis detox needs. The only product designed by pharmacists to specifically support the elimination of cannabis metabolites found in urine. The product is called GreenGon, and our results have been absolutely incredible. All detox kits come with a money-back guarantee and free shipping. Get clean, get GreenGon. That's GreenGondDetox.com. Use the discount code TRYIT to get 20% off your entire order. That's TRYIT, all one word. Still not convinced? How about free overnight shipping when you spend $60 or more? That's GreenGondDetox.com for your marijuana detox needs.
Hello everyone, Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another awesome Stoner Jesus Show sponsor, Cannabis Seeds USA. Check out that Cannabis Seeds USA banner on StonerJesus.net. Let me ask you a question. Do you live in a state where it's legal to grow? There's lots of them. There's dozens now. Medical and recreational estates. Do you need seeds? Do you need seeds shipped in the U.S.? Well, check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Click their banner on StonerJesus.net. They got indoor and outdoor seeds. They have tons of strains. They have hybrid. They have sativa. They have indica. Everything you need. OG Kush, Sour Diesel, Grape Ape. They got single seeds. They got packs. Click that Cannabis Seeds USA banner on StonerJesus.net. If you live in a legal state and you need seeds shipped in the U.S., you need to check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Go click their banner on stonerjesus.net and check them out. Cannabis Seeds USA. Hello, everyone. Stoner Jesus here. We're recording in the Stoner Jesus Studio Complex. Yeah, tell Peter to get in here. Let's do this. Let's do this. We're supposed to be doing an intervention for Peter. As you know, Peter just does all kinds of stuff. He has just all kinds of drugs and pills and so on and so forth. If you listen to the show for a long time, you know the sheer amount of chemicals that are coursing through St. Peter's. Yeah, sit, go. Sit your ass down. Sit your ass down. I'm going to fucking talk to you, asshole.
What did I do?
The sheer amount of chemicals St. Peter
does
every day, and he's coursing through his body. So my idea is going to be funny. We'll do a little intervention. We're going to get all the people here that Peter knows.
Okay.
And we're going to read to him why we think he should stop what he's doing, even though nobody gives a shit what he's doing. And we're going to call an intervention. It's like the show on A&E, and it'd be funny.
Yeah.
It'd be funny. Well, guess what, Peter?
What?
Guess what? You see this?
What? Yeah, I'm looking
at it. Five empty chairs. There are five fucking empty chairs here. Every single person that I invited to talk about your intervention, about how much you're hurting yourself, and all that shit, nobody bothered to show up.
Well,
nobody bothered to show up.
Well,
they care so little that they didn't even come. No one comes.
It's a bummer.
Your ex-wives,
those bitches.
The trainee you met on the man on the street interview.
Leroy.
Nobody.
Leroy didn't come.
No, not even him.
Oh,
her.
Come on, Leroy.
Trainee guy. Yeah.
My bro.
Nobody.
Sister bro.
Nobody. There's nobody here. So what the fuck am I supposed to do?
My sister bro.
There's no bit. There's no nothing.
Well,
it's just you and me talking to each other as always.
Yeah.
Well, let me hold on. I'll only read my fucking letter at least. Let's get this shit out of here.
Please do.
I can find it here.
By all means. By all means, lay it on me.
Peter.
Yeah. What?
We all, and this is where I would gesture to the five people sitting in these empty chairs. We all.
It's a bummer.
Love you, and want to help you.
Oh, that's nice.
You do so many things. You do so many pills and alcohol and the chemicals and just everything.
Yeah.
We had to focus on one.
Okay.
And it has to be household drain cleaners.
Okay.
Your addiction to household drain cleaners is destroying your life.
Not really.
It is destroying your finances. You don't get the cheap shit.
No.
You gotta have Drano.
Drano.
You gotta have Drano.
Drano.
Name brand shit. That shit's expensive.
Gotta have the best, Joe.
Am I right?
Yeah,
right.
It's very expensive. Yes. You're
hurting yourself. You're hurting those around you, the people that love you. Again, I will gesture to these five empty chairs.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the people who love you so much.
Right.
And we want you to get your shit together. We want you to stop with the Drano.
Yeah.
Or at least for financial sake, at least cut back. At least cut back.
I don't know about that.
To like the dollar store brand drain cleaner. Something like that.
This stuff tastes
awful.
You
know what I'm saying?
This tastes awful, man.
Well, you know, there's...
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because there's nobody here.
Well, yeah, see that.
Can it be an intervention with one person? I have no idea.
I'm not sure.
I don't even know who I would ask about that. Maybe we'll call a professional intervention person.
Yeah.
And we will find out if one person can do an intervention. I don't think so.
Well.
Technically, I don't think it could be an intervention with just me.
Well, that's...
But here we are. Here we are.
I don't know what to tell you,
the interns went through a great, great strain and effort to bring these chairs in here, and nobody showed up.
They look heavy.
Nobody cares.
Well, that's a bummer.
Well, you know what, Peter?
It's
you brought this on yourself. You brought this on yourself.
How so? I don't understand.
You know, nobody wants you to stop with whatever you're doing, because nobody cares if you die. Now I'm going to lay it out there.
That's harsh.
Nobody cares if you die.
That's harsh, dude.
There you go. Well,
that's harsh.
Well, come on. Am I going to say?
You're rushing my mellow.
What am I going to say? Anybody who listens to this show knows what a despicable human being you are.
No, come on.
And this is proof.
Come on.
This is proof.
I'm
keep staring at these chairs. I've been staring at these fucking chairs for 20 minutes. I'm flabbergasted. There's nobody here.
Flabbergasted.
It's like they live a long way away. They're like blocks away.
Yeah.
They're literally blocks away.
Yeah, Leroy's like right next door.
None of them can make it. None of them have jobs. None of them have pressing matters. They don't have business meetings.
Yeah.
They don't have nothing.
It's true.
They have every reason to be here, and yet I'm looking at these empty chairs.
This is depressing.
That's St. Peter's intervention. There you go.
Very depressing.
I hope you enjoyed it.
I didn't enjoy it. What are you laughing at? You're laughing at my pain. You're laughing at my pain,
man.
Asshole.
This is nuts.
I didn't
what are we doing? What are we doing here?
What are you doing?
Is this it?
What are
is
you
this
doing?
All there is?
You fucking asshole. You're depressed at me and
shut up, Peter. Nobody
you
cares.
You shut up.
Nobody cares. I don't know how clear
up.
I can be about that. Nobody.
Fucking asshole.
Cares.
Fuck your intervention, bitch.
Well, anyway, this is a Stern Jesus show. That was St. Peter's intervention.
I punch you when you're
back to more asshole. Shit. More. Go drink some fucking Drano, dumbass. I don't give a fuck.
Don't tell me what to do, bitch.
Cannabis Confidential with Dr. Dina. Candid.
I want to give you the inside story.
Captivating.
I want to introduce you to my kind and amazingly talented friends.
Compelling.
We get to meet some of the most amazing cannabis activists and warriors around.
Listen in as medical marijuana pioneer Dr. Dina shares never-before-heard stories, chats with cannabis insiders and celebrity friends, and provides invaluable perspective and insight into one of the fastest-growing industries in the world.
I want to share with you what was once confidential information. Let's expose the truth, discuss the issues, and learn the facts.
Cannabis Confidential, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Learning the benefits of proper nutrition, supplementation, and personal development to live a healthy and abundant life. Awaken, adjust, and aspire. High on Healthy. Mondays on demand. Only on CannabisRadio.com.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Stern Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 33. This is Hour 2, the two-hour broadcast we do every Sunday night. For more information on the show, of course, stonerjesus.net. Still to come, my classic interview with Ralph Sutton from gasdigitalnetwork.com. This is back before they had the podcast network and all that stuff. He's also the host of the SDR show, the Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll show, a very popular podcast. I interviewed him a couple years ago. I will play that interview coming up. First, we've got some stories to talk about. This first one is from The Mirror. In the UK, Iceland's penis museum is causing a lot of confusion with Los Torres problems. Now you see it there if you have the video version of the show. You can follow along with all the videos and stories and stuff we do. Of course, people using a popular co-working space in Reykjavik, Iceland, have been forced to warn tourists that their office is not a penis museum. Reykjavik's Icelandic Phallological Museum is famous. It gets thousands of visitors a year. Given so few speak the language, a lot of people confuse the phallic attraction for the Reykjavik International Film Festival office, which shares the same building. After having so many members of the public barge into their office asking where they might find male genitalia, workers have been forced to erect a sign. Ha ha! That reads, quote, "This is not the penis museum. You can't miss it. It has a big penis logo. Sincerely, the people who work here." And there you can see on the video the notice that was posted by the people who are not the penis museum. Repeat, they are not the penis museum. The tweet has spread, and some even recall confusing the office with the penis museum, even going so far as to trouble with workers with requests for directions. Eventually, the science creator Jonathan Van Hove caught wind of its new fame. He told Newsweek, quote, "It was on the second floor, so they come in through the two front doors, climb the stairs, somehow find my office, which was closest to the door, and they would ask, 'Excuse me, is this the penis museum?' Some people were too embarrassed to ask about it. Others would ask me super seriously about the Phallological Museum." There's some weird, weird way to end it. If you're watching the video, you know what I'm talking about. That's just a weird thing. Anyway, weird way to end the story. But I guess it's the best way to end the story. This next story is from ABC News. .com.go.com. Bizarre battle with the body of Charles Manson won by his grandson. Yay! The battle is over. His grandson is victorious. He has the body of Charles Manson. The grandson of cult leader Charles Manson won the bizarre California court battle Monday over the killer's body. Kern County Superior Court Commissioner Alicia Knight ruled that Jason Freeman can retrieve Manson's remains, which have been on ice in the Bakersfield morgue since he died in November. Freeman didn't immediately respond, didn't comment, but previously said he would cremate and spread the ashes of Manson to put to rest, quote, "this so-called monster, this historical figure that shouldn't have been blown up as big as it was for all these years." That's an interesting opinion to have the whole thing. Manson died in a hospital in Bakersfield while serving a life sentence for orchestrating the 1969 killings of pregnant actress Sharon Tate and eight others. He was 83. If you don't know anything about the Manson murders, I would highly recommend reading Helter Skelter by the prosecutor of the case, Vincent Bugliosi. I read that fucking book. I was like 13 or 14. It's an amazing fucking book. If you can find the miniseries, even better. Well, not even better, but the guy who plays Charlie Manson in the miniseries is pretty good. But the book itself, Helter Skelter by Vincent Bugliosi, fantastic book about the Tate-LaBianca murders and the trial and all that. The fight over his corpse devolved into a circus of sorts with friends filing competing wills purportedly signed by the infamous inmate. While Ken began to come out of the woodwork to also stake a claim to the killer's body and an estate that could include lucrative rights to songs Manson wrote or to license his image and other materials. While the decision clears the way for Manson to be cremated or buried, the battle for the body foreshadows what lies ahead as the same competing camps wrestle for control of the estate, that lucrative Charlie Manson t-shirt money. I remember Axl Rose wore a Manson t-shirt back in the day. And the rights to Manson for like movies and shit. It probably is pretty lucrative. I don't know if this kid has, or this guy has a advantage now because he won the body. So he's like up 1-0 over everybody else. I don't know. I don't fucking know. This next story from Huffington Post. I also have a video of it. I think if I posted the or uploaded the right video. See, they're playing their own video, but I don't want to play their video because that's annoying. This puppy with a strangely human face is freaking out the internet. And if you have the video version of the show, you see it right there. People think Yogi Looks like Zach Galifianakis or maybe Paul Rudd are closer to Jake Gyllenhaal. See, there's just a dog with oddly human eyes. I think that's what makes it look human. Otherwise, it looks like a dog. It just has really weird, creepy, fucking human-looking eyes. You creepy little fucking dog. Anyway, let me see if I have the right video here. I'll play this video. I think it's it's a video about the creepy fucking dog. It's one of those narration videos. Yeah, slideshow. Stupid shit. If you have a video version of the show, you can see it. Yogi, it's very, very loud. There's something undeniably human about Yogi's countenance. Way down. Holy shit. The piercing gaze of his light almond-shaped eyes, the sense of a strong brow ridge above in his fluff. This is the writing on his video that I'm watching. And those soft pinkish lips all definitely play a part. What? Hold on. Fucking timeout. Timeout. The soft pinkish lips. That sounds like a fucking description for a porn video. All definitely play a part in giving the dog the uncanny look of being part person. Soft pinkish lips. Fucking dog porn. Sick bastards. His owner never thought her dog really looked like a human. Looked that human-like at all. Her name is Chantel Destarjanians. Telling the dodo, looking at him normally, I don't see it. Yogi and his face have clearly made an impression. And his shit's gone viral. Photos haven't been altered. But not every image of Yogi looks so unusual. Well, they put a lot of work into this video. Not the music, but the video. The way his fur is groomed and his position relative to the camera seem to play an important role in the human-like effect. Oh, okay. Okay, I'm done. There's Yogi. Yay. Yay, Yogi. God. Fucking dog. It's 2 weeks in a row. I think it was last week, it was the dog stuck in the storm drain story. And now everybody's freaking out with this dumb dog that kind of looks, has like kind of human eyes. Kind of looks human. It's fucking, this is what the philosopher Nietzsche talked about. This is exactly what if you look up Nietzsche, the last man, on Google. This, you people watching this, you are contributing to the downfall of society. If you just watched me or listened to me talk about a dog with a human face, you are what's wrong with this world. It's incredible. It's incredible. Gotta move on. Coming up, my classic interview with Ralph Sutton. I am Ralph Sutton on Twitter. Play that after the break. So since that's recorded, this is the end of the live part. Chapter 1, verse 33, hour 2, Stoner Jesus Show. Thanks everybody for watching and listening. Keep spreading the word about stonerjesus.net. Again, if you listen to hour 2, go find hour 1. A lot of great shit happened there. Catch us on the live stream every Sunday night on Twitter and Periscope at StonerJesus420. We stream the first hour of the show live, and it's cool, and you want to check that shit out because it's live and it's cool. Thanks everybody for listening to the show. My interview from a couple years ago with Ralph Sutton is coming up. Peace, bitches.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
The Stoner Jesus Show is brought to you in part by Hemptations.com and PlanetEverywhere.com. They got a lot of awesome stuff for you to check out. But don't just take my word for it. Let Beach, the owner of Hemptations, tell you all about it.
It's a very large selection of hemp goods, everything from reusable coffee filters to frisbees, bandanas, everything planted everywhere on the site is made in Cincinnati, Ohio, made locally. We also have other retail products from our cosmetics, earthly body product, bags on the retail site. You know, again, anybody local in Cincinnati can go to Hemptations.com and get the info on the stores. Planted Everywhere is our .com is our retail site. You can can hit me up on Hemptation Beach or like my Facebook page, Hemptations or Hemptations 2. I'm on Twitter, Google, I'm on the internet everywhere, just like everyone. You know, we love to hear from people all over the world, positive things about industrial hemp. That's what I do. That's what we do. Largest selection of industrial hemp on the planet in the stores. And I'd like to grow that inventory to be able to say that I haven't actually checked out all the other hemp retail spots to see if we have the largest amount on our planet everywhere. But it's a fair selection.
And as Beach always says,
having temptations.
Introducing 420 Cloud, ignited by MSIG, one of the fastest growing social apps around. The only app you'll need for all things cannabis. Find the latest cannabis news, videos, and stories, ranging from business and tech to sports and medicine. Start your career in cannabis by seeking, identifying, and applying for jobs through our expansive listings. For businesses, 420cloud.com features a full-scale cross-channel network, monetizing high traffic for big data conversion and analytics. Download 420 Cloud now from the iTunes Store or Google Play. MSIG.com is a publicly listed company on the OTC, symbol MCIG.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here again to tell you about another great sponsor of the show, Pipler Sanitizing Tissues. Click that clean and sanitize banner on stonerjesus.net. Pipler tissues are specifically formulated wipes that will clean and remove resin and sanitize any of your smoking accessories. It's vegan, it's alcohol free, which means it's not flammable. And it's great for social settings. It kills 99.9% of disease-causing germs within seconds. As I said, it's specifically formulated to clean out the resin and tar from your smoking devices. Click that clean and sanitize banner on stonerjesus.net and make sure you follow Pipler Tissues on Twitter, P-I-P-L-E-R Tissues on Twitter. Find them on Amazon. Just click that clean and sanitize banner on stonerjesus.net and get your disinfecting wipes. It'll work for any smoking accessory or mouthpiece, all in one wipe. Pipler Tissues, great new sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show. Click that clean and sanitize banner on stonerjesus.net.
Our mission is to discuss extraction, processing, business practices, and lessons learned with the established experts of the extraction process. On Mission Supercritical, a service of Apex Supercritical, Mondays on demand, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another great sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show, NextBardo.com. Check out that headshot banner on StonerJesus.net. They don't have just glass. They have a full line of smoking products, including wood pipes, metal pipes, roll your own supplies, pouches, storage, grinders, dab rigs, water pipes, vaporizers, and more. An amazing variety. Check out nextbardo.com. That's NextBardo.com. Or simply click their banner on stonerjesus.net to check them out. There's free shipping on all domestic orders over $20, and free shipping and a free gift with orders over $50. They offer worldwide shipping. Make sure you use discount code stonerjesus. That's all one word, stonerjesus. To get 10% off your first order at nextbardo.com. 21 and older, please. Click that headshot banner on stonerjesus.net. Make sure you use discount code stonerjesus. Stonerjesus, all one word, and get 10% off your first order at nextbardo. Check them out, another awesome sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show.
Educator, author, and advocate Dr. Mitch Earlywine is here to tackle the burning issues.
And I'm here to clear up the myths about cannabis and burn them away with science.
CannabisRadio.com presents a no-holds-barred platform that seeks to redefine and revolutionize the entire scope of the cannabis culture while opening the door for more to join the cannabis crusade.
Dr. Kevin Hill.
You can't ignore the fact that, like alcohol, most people who use don't have a problem, so I think that you need to think about policy in that way while educating people properly about marijuana. I think that's the way to go.
Burning Issues, only on CannabisRadio.com.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
number. Oh, shit. What did I just get done saying? What did I just get done saying about the technical issues? I said, hopefully they won't extend to the Skype, but here we are. Here we are. It's never ending. It's never ending. Ralph, can you hear me now?
I hear you now. Not sure why I didn't hear you. Did you hear me?
Yeah, I could hear you. We were having a conversation without hearing each other. Or at least without
That's
you
funny.
Hearing me.
I was listening online. I heard you say that you were having computer issues, so I was figuring maybe that had something to do with it.
I had just got done saying hopefully the issues I was having on this computer didn't extend to the other computer and the Skype, and there you go, right off the bat.
Oh, yeah, because I actually recorded my radio show this morning, so I do it with a co-host in Pennsylvania, so I know that it's working on my end.
Yeah, oh, I'm sure it's something to do with my end. I'm notorious for the technical issues. I think it adds character to the show, I guess.
Poop happens. Poop happens, my friend.
That's right. Indeed it does. We are uncensored here, so you don't have to hold back.
Okay, well, maybe I'm just a very gentle, polite man.
Maybe. That's your prerogative. So anyway, thank you for being on the show as we finally get things
absolutely
connected here. I know you started... I checked out a lot of your interviews and stuff. You started as like a club promoter and DJ and stuff, and that's how you kind of worked in the radio. Can you give us a little bit of background about how you got to the radio portion of your career?
Yeah, absolutely. I was started out running dance clubs when I was a kid, and then switched over to rock clubs. And during that era, I worked at some of the biggest rock clubs in New York, Limelight, L'Amour, like these very famous clubs. I became kind of friendly with a lot of rock and roll people, but lost touch with them over a decade where I got involved with being a strip club DJ. I was running a restaurant. I was doing all these different things and then always wanted to try and get into radio. And while I was working at a strip club as a DJ, some guy started. He was a brand new DJ who had a great voice, but I could tell he had no idea what he was doing in a strip club. So I went up to him and I said, listen, dude, you seem like you know what you're doing on the mic, but you have no idea what you're doing in a strip club. Am I right? And he goes, yeah, it's my first day, but I work in radio. And I said, I will make you a deal. I will teach you everything you need to know about strip club DJing if you get me an audition at the radio station. Because I've always wanted to do radio. And that's exactly what he did. 2-3 months later, he brought in the program director. The guy heard me for like an hour in the club and said, all right, man, if you come to the station, which was an almost 2-hour drive from my house, tomorrow morning at 8 a.m., we'll talk about you working there. And I lived in the city, and this was really out in Jersey. I didn't get home till 3 o'clock in the morning from the strip club DJing. I slept for about 3 hours and drove 2 hours to have a 10-minute meeting with him to tell me to come back around 11 p.m. that night and train with the overnight guy. And that's how I got started.
Yeah, I can definitely relate to that. I've done some like local FM radio, and it's just, you know, I guess it's the same with anything else, with stand-up comedy or anything. It's just something that draws you for whatever reason. And unfortunately, the terrestrial radio industry is really hitting the skids lately. But
it is deader than dead, my friend.
Thankfully, we have the internet and the podcasts and all that shit to keep us going.
Yeah, the crazy end of that story is that I drove 2 hours home, waited around my house with my thumb up my ass for about 4 or 5 hours, then drove 2 hours back, and then get there. It's one of these, and anyone that's ever been in radio would know this, but a lot of people may not know, but it's very common that like 6 stations in a market will be in one building, but the company will own like a rock station, a country station, a news station. So I get there, and there was about 5 stations there, but 4 of them were automated. The only one that was live was the rock station, and I'm sitting in a lobby empty waiting for this guy to come get me. He brings me in and says, look, I'm fighting with my girlfriend right now. I don't want to explain anything, so just watch me, and we'll deal with it more tomorrow, right? So I'm watching him, and literally he'll do a mic break, soon as he gets off the mic, he picks up the hotline to scream and yell at his girlfriend for 5 minutes, and then gets back on the mic. And I'm just sitting in silence. And then at like one point he goes, all right, this is that, and, you know, just watch, and I'm leaving in the half hour anyway when the overnight guy comes, and we'll deal with it again tomorrow. And I'm just, you know, I'm new, I'm keeping my mouth shut and just watching. But 11:45, midnight, the overnight guy doesn't show. And this guy is so pissed at his girlfriend, he doesn't want to be there. He looks at me, he goes, you know what, man? Good luck. And he left me there, and I worked a midnight to six shift with literally 30 minutes of half-ass training.
Wow. It sounds like it really adds something to the show if you could, like, just get into arguments during the breaks.
Really, yeah, well, if you're in, it would be great if the radio let you actually air those calls. Maybe radio wouldn't be dying.
So you've been doing the tour bus for a long time. How'd that get started, and how's it? I know it's grown a lot over the years. How'd you get started with that?
It was at that station, which is funny because that next morning the program director comes in and still sees me there at 6 a.m. and says, "What the fuck are you doing here?" I told him the story. He goes, "Well, I guess you got a job." So I started doing overnights, two nights a week, for about 3 months. And then I always had this idea for a show which was playing all the music I grew up with, 80s rock, Guns N' Roses, Motley Crue, Van Halen. At the time, nobody was playing that on the radio. Now you hear it, but this is 12, 13, 14 years ago. So I pitched the idea of the show. They said, there's no way you could do it on your own. You've done four overnight shifts. You know, you're crazy. You have to talk one of our jocks into doing it. So my first co-host was this guy, Matt, the one who was from the strip club. I talked him into doing it with me, and we started on that station. And 6 months later, the show went to number one in the ratings. So I brought it to the biggest station in Jersey, talked them into airing it. 6 months later, the same thing, number one in the market for that station. And I started deciding, well, maybe we can get syndicated. So I started walking around the radio station looking for discarded syndicated radio show packets. And I just wrote a list of all the syndication companies because I knew nothing about it. And I mimicked it and made my package to look like their packages and sent it out to the 11 or 12 networks that were there at the time. Now I don't think any of them exist anymore. And I got a call back from two of them. One of them took the show. And within a year, I had my own syndicated radio show.
Wow. I know during this time.
But the funny thing is that it – I'm sorry?
No, go ahead.
I was saying the funny thing was in the first 6 months, I didn't know. I thought, like I think a lot of people think, when you get syndicated, that's it. You're making Howard Stern money. I didn't realize that being syndicated didn't mean anything. It's actually, we were syndicatable, meaning people could take us around the country, radio stations, but if they didn't take the show, we weren't making money. So for 6 months, the show was syndicatable, where nobody was taking us but the one station we were on in Jersey. So after a show one night where we finished at midnight, we packed up a car, drove down to Miami, which was, you know, a 24-hour drive straight through, the whole time down just dialing, switching the dial on the radio, listening for any station that would play any rock and roll. And if they wrote it, they played it, we wrote down the call letters, we wrote down the city we were in, and then when we got to Miami, we looked up all those stations, we made 15 meetings, snaked our way back up the East Coast, came back with five stations just in time for the next show.
Damn.
A week later.
That's some, I guess that's next level hustle, as the kids would say.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Guerrilla tactics.
Absolutely. So I know at some point during all this, you get booked on the show, or you're the subject of the show, Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, which some people may remember. It was a big show several years ago. How did that come
about?
About
10 years ago.
Yeah.
My second, there's only been three co-hosts of the tour bus in the 13 years it's been on the air. My second co-host, a woman named Stacy, had seen the pilot episode. And she came into the studio and said, I have the best idea. It's going to get us all the press in the world, and this would be perfect. And she showed me the website. I downloaded the application form. I found the worst picture of myself I could find, and I tried to make myself sound like a real sorry sack of shit. And they literally called me 2 days later because they were looking for someone in radio. And we filmed that year, which was in 2004, and it was the number one most watched episode of that show for the entire series.
Now, I was watching some of it today, and the first thing that struck me, besides, you know, the very over-the-top intro that the show had, was, and I don't know, I guess it was, I guess what you said about your picture, this was kind of your design when, the, you know that the guys are coming and the cameras are coming and there's already, you know, another camera crew there or whatever. Is it just your idea for it to be so messy and so fucked up, or was that something the producers kind of said, just don't, don't clean anything, don't touch anything, we'll just, we'll bust in there and we'll do that. How did it, was there ever any thought of making it less clean or whatever?
My thought process was, because I am a very clean, immaculate, like I have slight OCD, so I'm very clean. But my thought process was that does not make for good television.
Yeah.
They certainly didn't tell me anything. The show was done pretty real. If you ever seen the episode, anyone that's listening, every shot was one take. There was very minimal direction. The only time we had to take a second shot was at one point during one of the shoots, like a mic fell or something, so we had to stop and shoot over again. But everything that happened was 100% real. You know, the only thing that was fake is that I made the place look as terrible as possible. I stopped shaving. I was like just leaving things around. Like I just wanted it to be a mess for like 2 weeks before they came. And then B, they make it like it's a day, but it's actually a week that you film. So that's the other difference. But those two things were the only real changes. But I just, coming from an entertainment background, there is something to be said for, theater of the mind. You want things to come off more entertaining.
Absolutely.
So what's funny is they come over and the whole place is immaculate. It's not funny.
So you also, I've been mentioning to the people, to the listeners before I called you, the podcast, and I guess at some point, like the 98% of other people on the internet, you decided that a podcast was the thing to do. As we all eventually get around to doing, how did the Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll podcast start? The SDRShow.com, by the way, for those listening, how'd that get started, and if people listen, what can they expect?
Yeah, well, the way it started is funny. Is that one of the other things I've been doing for 7-8 years now is I host these rock cruises. There's two of them. One is called Ship Rocks, which is generally in January. And one is the Motorboat, which is the Motorhead Cruise, which is generally in September. And I've been hosting them for – Motorhead Cruise is only 2-3 years old, but Ship Rock is 7 years old. And every year I've been doing that. And about 3 years ago, 2-3 years ago, they asked me – because I give advice on what bands I think should be on the boat and, who would do well on the boat, et cetera. They asked me if I knew any rock and roll comedians. And I said, well, there's one guy I know, he's, very funny, and it was a comedian by the name of Big J. Okerson.
Yeah.
And I just think he's hilarious, and this is 3 years ago. He's much more popular now. At the time, he wasn't as well-known. And I was just casually friends with him. He had come on my radio show on the tour bus once, but we've stayed casual friends. So I booked him on the show, on the boat. I got him on the boat. And they ended up having him and I co-host a lot of events together. And all we did the whole time was make each other laugh. So at the end of it, he said to me, I have a pretty popular podcast. He has another show called Legion of Skanks. He says it does pretty well. We get a lot of recognition from it. And he said, did you ever think about doing a podcast? I'd love to do one with you. And my reaction to him, this is 3 years ago now, was, I think podcasting is really for people that can't get into radio. And I'm doing radio, so I don't see why I would do a podcast.
Yeah.
Right? Then over the course of that year, all that I kept reading was about how popular podcasting has become. And Marc Maron and Joe Rogan and, all these Adam Carolla and how it's igniting careers and everyone's doing it and the explosion of the podcast and blah, blah, blah. So when we did the next cruise, which is last year's Ship Rocked, the year before, I said, I'm in. Let's do it, right? I'll do it with you. And he said, well, what do we call it? What do we do? We need to figure this all out. And about 6-7 years ago, I was asked to do a morning radio show, and my idea was to call it Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll. So I already had the logo. I had the website. I had the imaging, all the sounders. I had everything I needed. I just had to swap out the name. I forgot who the guy was I was doing it with. So I took out that name and put in Jay Oakerson, and then everything worked. It was just that simple. And I sent it to him and said, tell me what you think of it. And he immediately said, I'm in. Let's do it. No problem. And we started doing the show. And my thought was, I said to him, if we could get a couple of hundred people to listen to the show a week, I think that would be amazing. And here we are a little over a year and a half later, and we're about to hit our millionth listen. We were number one in iTunes comedy. We're on the All Things Comedy Network. Jay tells me on the road that he always sees people showing up wearing SDR t-shirts. We were live on the Motorhead Cruise twice. We have people that have SDR tattoos. It's just amazing what's happened. And in only a year and a half, it amazes me what happened.
It's definitely a great show. I urge everybody to check it out, the SDRshow.com. Before we let you go, Ralph, again, I want to thank you for coming on the show. Is there other? I am Ralph Sutton on Twitter, obviously. Is there any other places online that that people can find you?
Well, I am Ralph Sutton is Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
Okay.
The SDR Show is also Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, and it's also the SDRShow.com or IamRalphSutton.com. And with the SDR Show, what I tell people all the time, if I'm on a date and a girl asks me about it, I have to apologize before they listen. It is certainly lowest common denominator. We try to push the boundaries of what you can get away with in radio or, you know, this new entertainment form of podcasting, even though it's 10 years old. You know, we've had girls pee in our mouths. We've done mushrooms on the air. We've had fingers in our buttholes. We've had girls try and shove dildos in their asses. But we've also had Disturbed on, Run DMC on, Gilbert Gottfried on. We've definitely run the gamut. We try to be like what morning radio used to be 20 years ago, but with no censorship.
Yeah, it's the terrestrial radio has just been squeezed to the point where, you know, it's created podcasting, it's created satellite radio, and so many people just had to go somewhere else just to have a normal fucking conversation.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because in radio, I've seen this happen. I still do the tour bus every weekend. We're on about 50 stations around the country. But what it used to be that you just couldn't say certain words. You know, everyone knows the George Carlin bit. And it was really just about, as long as you didn't say fuck, shit, cunt, you know, certain things, you'd be okay. But over the course of the last 10 years, it's turned into context. It's not about just what you said, it's how you said it. My story that I love is I got in trouble because I said once when my female co-host said to me something about needing a hammer, and I said, which is such a stupid statement, I got your hammer right here, which means nothing. It means nothing. And I got a hate letter from one of our program directors that if we continue that type of talk, they're going to have to drop the show.
Wow. It's sad, you know, like you, I grew up listening to Howard Stern and great radio, and it's just for the FM dial, it's just all gone.
Yeah. I remember listening to O&A when they first started, and they had, I don't know if you were an O&A fan back in the day, but, I loved Howard Stern since I was in high school, and I loved O&A when they started, and those shows would keep me sitting in the car waiting to see what was going to happen next. And that magic is gone from radio. It doesn't exist anymore. It does happen in podcasting, but, you know, you're listening on a phone, so you can take it anywhere.
Yeah.
But I'll never forget sitting in a parking lot waiting for a bit to end because I couldn't leave without hearing what was going to happen next.
Absolutely. It's a shame, but it's the world we live in. We're getting old.
Yeah.
Ralph, thanks for being on the show, man. Anytime you want to talk about anything, got anything to promote, just let me know or have Lainey let me know, and we'll talk about it.
Absolutely. And I'll let you know, last night on the show, we had Bobby Black from High Times on.
Nice.
And we went over how to rate weed. We talked about the criteria you look for. We called it the Higher Games instead of the Hunger Games. And throughout the night, we drank We smoked and we did mushrooms. And I can tell you that I cannot wait to listen back because I do not remember the second half of the show at all.
Well, I will definitely check that out, and I hope everybody else does as well. TheSDRShow.com. Ralph, again, man, thanks a ton for coming on.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me, dude.
No problem. Have a good one. This is Ralph Sutton. I am Ralph Sutton on Twitter. The other places he mentioned. The Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll podcast. Another great interview. I like to talk to interesting fucking people. We don't get as hardcore on this show. I have done Salvi on the air. And while I'm always fucking high. But, but other than that, we've had Lady Bella Cush's masturbated on the phone a couple times. I don't know if I can do the pee in the mouth. There's certain things I'll do for the show. But I'm not looking for pee in the mouth. I do some shrooms. If I had a choice between shrooms and pee in the mouth, I think I'd go with pee in the mouth. Mark me down. Mark me down for no pee in the mouth.